The Little Red Hen, a story in rhyme. There once was a hen, a little red hen, and she lived on a farm with a well, with a roof roof dog and a honky honk goose and a cat whose collar had a bell. Now one day the hen, the little red hen, looking round to find something to eat, looked down at the ground, and there the hen found some golden grains of wheat. "Brook, brook," she said, "from wheat comes bread. Who will help me plant this wheat?" "Honky honk," said the goose, "not I."
"Roof, roof," said the dog, "I'd rather chew a bone."
"Mew," said the cat, "not I." So the hen planted wheat alone. Now that good little hen, the little red hen, watered and weeded the wheat, till it started to grow as high as her toe, and then till it grew several feet. "Brook, brook," she said, "from wheat comes bread. Who will help me cut this wheat?"
"Honky honk," said the goose,
"not I."
"Cut wheat," said the dog, "you're on your own."
"Mew," said the cat, "not I." So the hen cut the wheat alone.
Now the little red hen, that hard-working hen, lugged tools to her field up the hill. There were bats and rakes and whatever it takes to get wheat all ready for the mill.
"Brook, brook," she said, "from wheat comes bread. Who will help me beat this wheat?"
"Honky honk," said the goose,
"not I."
"Beat," said the dog, "I'd rather eat meat."
"Mew," said the cat, "not I."
So the hen alone set the beat. Now the little red hen, that kind-hearted hen, saw her beat cause the others to dance.
"Perhaps," thought the hen, "I should try again, for they do look sweet as they prance." "Brook, brook," she said, "from wheat comes bread. Will you help me carry wheat by chance?"
"Honky honk," said the goose,
"not I."
"Roof, roof," said the dog, "I'd rather sit still."
"Mew," said the cat, "not I."
So the hen took the wheat to the mill. When the good little hen, the little red hen, came back from the mill with flour, she said,
"I will take this flour and bake some loaves of bread in an hour." "Brook, brook," she said, "from wheat comes bread. Who will help me bake this flour?"
"Honky honk," said the goose,
"not I."
"Bake," said the dog, "I'd rather chew a stone."
"Mew," said the cat, "not I."
So the hen baked the bread alone. Now that good little hen, the little red hen, sat down without a care. But the smell of that bread turned each animal's head, and each pulled up a chair.
"Brook, brook," the hen said, "now here's my bread. Who would like to have a share?"
"Honky honk," said the goose, "count me in."
"Aye," said the dog, "just say when."
"Me,"
said the cat with a grin.
"Oh, no, you won't," said the little red hen, "for I planted and I weeded, and whenever you were needed, you never would help me then. Now I don't need your aid to eat this bread I've made. Good day," she said. "Au revoir," she said. "Adios," she said, as she took a bite of bread.
"Ah," sighed the little red hen.